Kevin, let's talk about, you've got a rather attractive machine here.
Yes, we're very excited. We have the new 9560 Massey Ferguson Combine on display here today, and to pay special tribute to our 10 years of production in Heston, Kansas, we have it wrapped in a very special decal package with the U.S. flag, stars and stripes on the side of it. And not only is it a tribute to our workers and employees in Heston, Kansas, it's also a tribute to those who give us our freedom here in the country.
Now let's talk about under the fancy paint job. Quite a new machine here.
Yes, we introduced this at fall shows last year and very excited about the production of the machine. We have two major new models, which is the 9540 and 9560 models, Class 7 and Class 8 respectively. And these machines, we used some pilot machines last year and placed in customers' hands to get first-hand feedback, run side-by-side with our current machines, also ran side-by-side with some competitive machines to really see what all we gained. But we had made major changes from feeder house to the chopper on this machine.
Let's talk about the engines.
The engine's actually the AGCO Power engine. This one is using a new model for us here in North America, which is a 9.8 liter, 7-cylinder engine, unique in the fact that it did add one more cylinder to our 8.4 liter engine, but gives us the ability to go up to 502 horsepower on the boost unload.
And then you also mentioned that the cooling system is a little unique here.
It is. It's a V-cool system. By placing the engine, turning it 90 degrees on the combine, we made room to the left side of the engine for a V arrangement of our radiator, air-to-air after coolers, and also hydraulic coolers. And using a hydraulic-driven fan, we pull the air in from above, which then comes through the V-cool arrangement that allows single-pass cooling rather than stacking one cooler in front of the other. What that gives the ability to do is any debris that does come in actually is able to go pass through the cooler without plugging. More importantly, the hydraulic driven fan is variable speed according to the demand, and what we see is, especially in the cooler nights of fall harvest, significant power savings and fuel savings as a result of only running the fan at a speed that's required.
All right, let's talk overall fuel efficiency on this thing.
What we're promoting this year now, after spending the time with the customers and those side-by-side comparisons, we're seeing basically a 20% capacity gain along with a efficiency gain or fuel savings of 20% in side-by-side comparisons. That's not just the result of one thing. It not only is the E3 technology or for our Tier 4i compliance part of that factor, but also the way that we run the V-cool. And in addition to that, by turning that engine 90 degrees, we do not run the power through a gearbox to get to our rotor and made the efficiency of the drives much better to pick up that economy.
Now, let's talk about the combine itself. What goes on in there?
With the new Trident processor, the Trident processor basically is the inlet, multi-feed inlet housing that is a different design than our previous machines, feeding into a segmented rotor. And that segmented rotor allows us to start earlier, run later, give us much more capacity in tough conditions, but also do it using less power. And then also what's unique on that is the concave arrangement versus often a single concave with a clamshell type adjustment. We have a H-frame concave support that actually not only allows the adjustment of the concave to stay concentric to the bottom of the rotor during the adjustment, but it also gives a spring cushion, if you will, to allow deflection if needed when a large amount of material comes in, thereby again saving horsepower, but also making those concaves really easy to switch if necessary between crops and for fine-tune adjustments.
And of course, dealer network, very important with something like this.
Absolutely, we depend on our dealers and so do our customers. And as we've expanded the network of a Massey Ferguson tractor dealers, so has the combine dealer network expanded. So what we are seeing now is a greater coverage with our dealer network, and again, getting into more markets throughout the U.S. that continues to help grow the business.
Well, talk about that, about the tractor, the Massey Ferguson tractor line. I mean, you are expanding things out. It's a lot more of those out there now.
Yes, several years ago, we made a decision globally, basically, to focus on essentially four brands throughout the world, but three in North America being the Massey Ferguson tractor, the Challenger tractor and also the Fendt tractor. And as a result of that, many of the dealers that we were able to offer the Massey Ferguson contract to has helped build that. And as we introduce new models such as the 8600 and also the 7600 that's on display here, a new line that's now built in Jackson, Minnesota, which is another big exciting change for us this year, we're able to deliver a tractor that fits the market of the row crop market and also the hay market and other markets that continue to expand. And by building it in North America, we now have production, not only production close to home, we're able to make changes as needed to fit the market quicker.
It's really becoming more, dealers don't stock them anymore. These are custom-built tractors most of the time, aren't they?
Well, the market has driven that way, and I'm sure, as we go through cycles in the industry, as I like to say, everyone has enjoyed the lower inventories that from the cost savings of that, and I'm sure it'll continue in the future. And again, from a manufacturer standpoint and a dealer's and the customer standpoint, to have a large inventory sitting on a dealer's lot costs someone money, mm-hmm. and honestly, it's recovered somewhere. So if we can avoid that and work more on custom build basis, it obviously helps everyone.
Switching gears here quickly, but we're standing in front of a Heston hay bind, and you guys have just suddenly taken the market by storm with this thing.
Yes, we've introduced several new products in our hay lineup, and including our new SP windrower that is here on display, which also, by the way, includes the V-Cool technology. But so much of the commonality that you see on the combine is carried over mm-hmm. into our Massey Ferguson hay line, which is again with the Heston name on it because of the heritage to Heston, Kansas, and again we continue to expand and grow in that market, not only with the windrowers, the hay binds, but also getting into the large square balers and round baler full lineup.
Now, if they'd like more information, the website?
It's www.masseyferguson.com, and again, you can get the details not only on the products there, but you can also download brochures or request brochures from our site.